Before the meeting, three nonprofits called Rise, Action, and the Reno Justice Coalition held a potluck downtown to raise awareness for low-income housing and homelessness. Aria Overly of Action wants the city to do more.
So our main concerns are affordable housing, that the city really prioritize that, because right now it hasn't been a priority for them. They've basically said it's not the city's job, it's more the county's job.
After serving hot meals to the homeless and others, the nonprofit members headed to city council to speak during public comment. Council members were quick to explain some of their efforts, including Councilwoman Neoma Jardin, who launched Reno Works, a program that puts the homeless to work.
In 1 year, we have been successful in having four classes, and we have transitioned 27 individuals off the street and out of the shelter and into supportive housing.
Talk of affordable housing didn't stop at public comment. Later in the day-long meeting, council members argued over plans for a development about 15 miles north of Reno. Traintown is proposing to bring more than 1,000 homes into Reno's North Valleys. The project is close to another development called Stonegate, a master plan community that will put nearly 4,000 units on Northwest Peavine Mountain. Nearby residents who say they are already feeling the brunt of gridlock traffic during peak commute times, as well as overcrowded schools, spoke against Traintown. That includes Suzanne Freeman.
We have quite a bit of traffic. If any of you have been around Stead, Golden Valley, Red Rock at around 5:15 in the afternoon, you'll see it's already car to car.
These comments prompted a discussion about the city's approval of such large developments. Here's Councilwoman Jenny Breckus questioning whether the city can service that area.
You do not put out a zoning map of quarter-acre lots. It just does not get done in any metropolitan area in this country at this point in time to have this little ability to serve a development.
Councilman Paul McKenzie, who represents part of the North Valleys, insisted Traintown's developers will help mitigate those impacts, but he did not offer details. City Council ultimately agreed to Traintown's zoning map change, a first step in the approval process for the development. Members of Action, the Reno Justice Coalition, and Rise are concerned that the poor will be overlooked as more developments are built to satisfy Reno's growth. Aria Overly of Action.
You can have development without gentrification. We believe that the city of Reno needs to be revived. Downtown needs to be revived. These communities in downtown have been abandoned for decades.
After the city council meeting, the three groups continued a week-long set of activities to raise awareness about these issues. Meanwhile, the Reno City Council has a meeting scheduled for tomorrow to focus on affordable housing. Bob Conrad of Reno Public Radio News, and this is Reno.com.